This is Magic Drive Time, your daily dose of Orlando Magic basketball.
Magic have numbers if they go. Banchero now through the lane. He jams it down. B5 through five Raptors.
Magic Drive Time is presented by International Diamond Center, your local diamond experts since 1981.
High screen from Franz. Now Kell spins into the lane. Long two. Off the rim. Franz can fly it in. Put back is good. Franz Wagner. It's your night, 22.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
Great to have you with us, everyone. Welcome to Magic Drive Time. We're presented by International Diamond Center. An incredible win last night for the Orlando Magic. Never in doubt. Those that know me, those that know Jake Chapman here on this here program, all you Magic fans would know that Jake and I never questioned what the outcome would be last night, especially at halftime down 12, especially in the second quarter, down 21. But what a comeback. The Magic win 119-109, and they keep this incredible run going. It's now five consecutive wins for this Orlando Magic team, and it is 13 of 16. And this team just finds a way. They have won in a variety of ways and didn't have anything going offensively. Couldn't get enough stops in the first half. You're down 21. You're down 12 at the half. And you come out with a completely different mindset, look like a completely different team starting the third quarter. We'll get into maybe some of the reasons why and how important that win was. But as we bring in Jake Chapman now, just an impressive win, 119-109. You get 28 points from Franz Wagner. You get 25 points, 6 rebounds, 10 assists. That's 15 times this year DePaulo has put up a game of 25, 5, and 5. And you needed all of them. And again, there's that guy, Mo Wagner. When it's winning time, he gets 16 points, 14 of them in the fourth quarter. And, you know, joke, we said it, Jake, we were joking off the top. Never in doubt, it was the complete opposite. You're watching the first half of that basketball game, right? Was that not, if ever there was a tale of two teams, was that not it, what we watched last night?
Yeah, and, you know, second night of a back-to-back, the Magic were 3-9 in those games heading in. Kyle Kuzma was getting whatever he wanted to in the first half of that game. And we just looked slow on both ends of the floor. The offense was just, like, listless. It was just kind of like, here, you know, pass, like, literally those drills right in gym class where you're just throwing the ball around. Nobody was moving. Nobody was doing anything. But we've seen all season long, like, this team doesn't quit on games. They're a very good second half team, and I think you had a sense, and at some point Washington was gonna let up a little bit. And the bottom line is that, you know, that comeback started before halftime, right?
Like, yes, it did.
21
yes,
points.
Right.
You at least got it. What was it? 12 at half. So you got it at least into striking distance before the half, and then you just came out in the third quarter and absolutely suffocated them. And to be a team like this, I mean, at this point of the season, everybody's tired. You're out on the road, second night of a back-to-back, and yeah, that team had dropped 15 straight, but they've got two guys in Poole and Kuzma who can absolutely carry an offense through in their stretches of the game. So for this team to keep on doing this, right, like, Dante, I was a little bit more optimistic than I generally would be.
No, same here.
Right?
Like, same here, but I think it's a
they're making believers out of you and me, and if they can make believers out of you and me, they can't out everybody.
They're making believers of us, and I think it's a little different because it's Washington, and you think, okay, well, you know, they've lost 15 in a row, so obviously they're not firing on all cylinders, but those were the games. Last night was the kind of game that if you mess around and you don't take it serious and it's a one-possession game, then Kuzma or Poole bank in a crazy three at the end like we've seen with Bogdanovich over the years and Burks over the years. You know, we've been in this situation so many times, but what's different about this team is this is a game, and again, I think Charlotte too, that you would have lost in the last 12 years, right? This is not a game that the Magic would have found a way to pull out, and they did. This team is different, Jake. It's different with it starts with the head coach. It starts with your best player at Paolo Banchero, the understanding the importance of last night, not letting it get away.
And you brought up Mo Wagner and you put Cole Anthony in there as well. Those guys closed the game out. Coach Mosley has such an amazing feel for who should be finishing this game, who should be closing the game out. Because, look, I mean, last night you're down Gary, J.I., and then Wendell Carter Jr., you find out shortly before the game. And so you go back to their starting lineup that, you know, you're pretty comfortable with, right? They were, 12-8 with Goga and Anthony Black in there. If I was teasing in the broadcast, I was like, oh, I'm ready for Thanksgiving. I got November vibes right now with this starting lineup out there.
Right.
And you're back in Washington. And Markell sat out the night before, so you expected a big night from Markell. He didn't necessarily have it. Joe Ingles did not have it last night. So it wasn't as easy as, okay, we're going with the bench or we're going with the starters coming down the stretch. Coach Mosley had to pluck the Green Goblins out of there and put Cole and Mo in with the three guys that I think we know will be on the floor at the end of games, more likely than not, most oftentimes, Banchero, Franz, and Jalen Suggs. And it worked. And it worked down the stretch once again. He scored 66 points in the second half of that game.
Right.
So he just always has a feel for where to go. And
good point.
And like you said, I mean, Mo, 14 of his 16 came in the fourth quarter. It's not like Mo was lighting them up all night. But coach saw, he had a sense, and Mo was going to be the guy on the floor because Goga played very well. And I, midway through the fourth quarter, I wasn't sure if you should go back to Goga or stick with Mo. We were actually talking about it during the break. I don't think there was a wrong answer necessarily, but he certainly had the right answer, and that was sticking with Mo Wagner throughout the fourth quarter. So you're right. I mean, it was this team does not give up on games, but to get better when you're very clearly tired in the first half and then to come out and play a second half like you did last night, you know, it's like Richie used to say, that was a dig down deep, my boys, type of game.
Yes.
And they dug down deep, and those are the wins that separate you when you're coming down the stretch here in a playoff race. I don't care they got 9 wins on the season. They hit down the ropes last night.
Totally agree. And I think, to me, the most interesting thing, and it's two parts of it, but it's what would this team look like if they got in a playoff situation, right, where you had to win big games down the stretch? How would they respond? I think we saw it last year, at the end of last year. Now, you had a ton of injuries, and you didn't have all the guys that you have available now. But at the end of last year, you were within 4 or 5 games of the play-in for much of the year, right? And you were making a push, but there were big games that came down to, like last night, one-possession games that you just couldn't pull out. And you can understand that. It's kind of the first time they went through that. And for everybody that said you should tank and you should try to get the best draft pick of possible, well, no, they went for something. They went for something last year. They played meaningful games. They got tight. They lost games that maybe they could have or should have won down the stretch, but they learned from it. Like, you can't underestimate, you know, how important that experience was. So now, as you say, let's move forward. Let's extrapolate to the next year. I still don't know if that's right, but you move it to the next year, and now here we are, the last quarter of the season. You're in meaningful games. Okay, this happened last year. We got a little tight. We settled for threes. This is a team that's horrible at protecting the paint. Let's just pound with Paolo Banchero. Let's give it to Franz Wagner. Let's learn. Let's adjust. And I think that what happened, I think you set the course for this year with how you treated the end of last year, in my opinion.
It's a fantastic point. It's one that we haven't made in a while. You know, that was a real conversation at the end of the year last year. Meaningless games, blah, blah, blah. There is no such thing as a meaningless NBA game. Now you've got the players that you know are going to be there long term, right? You want to go back 2 years when we're trotting the Osceola, then the Lakeland Magic out there? Yes, those were different.
Yeah, correct. Right.
But a little bit meaningless. Those were more, you know, learning opportunities than anything else. Last year, I mean, this is the same team, Dante. And so don't tell me that Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner playing in an NBA basketball game is meaningless, period. Because those guys are going to be here for as long as they want to be. It's a great point, and I think it speaks to, you know, it would have been really easy for the players to let go of the rope last year. And, I mean, we've, you know, you're this time of year, and even going back to February, you've got teams across the league, D, who have already done that, who are saying these don't mean anything.
No, you're right.
Let's get to mid-April and try to stay healthy. I think it's a great point. And it wasn't, you know, you started 5-20 last year, and it would have been very easy right around that time to say, okay, you know, let's start planning for next season. And they seized the day. They took those opportunities as a chance to get better. And you're right. Like, you don't get to this point without taking those stumbles and those falls.
That's right.
And so there's no way to replicate that. And we already have some of this stuff under our belt. Now the next step is seeing how it looks in the postseason, is really, you know, wrapping up that pressure and playing those games. And we're well on our way at this point.
Hey, listen, there's 19 games left, and we don't look too far ahead. We will, you and I, because we have a radio show to do. We have a lot of entities. We have content that we got to produce and things like that. But this team is not looking past New York, and that is the next game, and that is going to be unbelievable. What an environment. What an What an unbelievable experience that's going to be for this young Magic team to get to have a game in New York against the Knicks, the darlings of the NBA this year, right? Everybody is loving what New York is doing, and they need this game. They lost the season series to the Orlando Magic, and they sit currently a game behind you in the standings, a half a game, and you know this is their opportunity to jump back in support. And this is an opportunity for the Magic to get more separation for fourth in the East. So this is just going to be an unbelievable opportunity and experience for this Magic team all the way around. And we'll get into that when we come back. But right now, I want to get you our call of the game. It's brought to you by Glip from RingCentral. Rethink the way you work with secure meetings and messaging on any device. With Glip by RingCentral, visit glip.com to learn more. And I think you know where we're going with this, Jake. But, you know, it was written by Josh Robbins. Does an unbelievable job for The Athletic. He wrote a piece, and if you haven't had a chance to go check it out, he does a great job breaking down why we should be considering Jamal Mosley for Coach of the Year. And we know that, right, here in Orlando. We see the job that he does, and there's some front runners. Obviously, Daniel and OKC is doing a fantastic job, probably the guy that's running away with it. There's some other candidates, but the job that Jamal Mosley has done with this group, now fourth in the East, depending on where they finish. Last night in Washington, you're down 21 in the first half. You're down at halftime. And typically, as Josh pointed out in the article, that's when you show video. We did Jesse Mermis on the podcast, right? Orlando Magic Pod Squad. So make sure you check that out on iHeart, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast. And he said normally he'll run down some offensive video clips. Dale Osborne will run down some defensive video clips. None of that happened last night in D.C. It was all a speech. It was like, this is what's at stake. And we're not privy to what exactly was said, but you can imagine something along the lines of, you know, if you truly want to be the team you're talking about, what you did in the first half isn't going to cut it, right? You can imagine it was something along those lines. They responded. How about the job that Jamal Mosley has done this year? And as you mentioned earlier on this show, just has the pulse of what needs to happen with this Magic team.
Yeah, and, you know, I like the phrase he's been coining as of late, the standard. That's setting a standard around here. And you can win games but still not play up to the standard
right
for 48 minutes, and that's what you're getting for. That's what you're getting at and looking for. And when we asked Jesse about that on the podcast, he just talked about the amount of time and energy and care that Coach Mosley has put into every single one of those players,
right.
Everybody on his staff. Every time you ask Coach Mosley about the job he's done, the first thing he does is deflect onto his assistant coaches and the staff that he has in place. And I think that's the mark of a great leader. But, you know, you can't take that halftime and light him up. And I don't, you know, Coach Mosley doesn't strike me as too much of a paint peeler, but I'm sure he challenged them in that moment. And you can't do that without building trust already. And Mo Wagner talked after the game about it, and Jalen was the one who told Josh about the conversation. But Mo said, we trust him, and we care. You know, he cares for us, and we care about him. And that's how you build something like this is, you know, your leaders have to be all in, and they have to be trusted by everybody else involved. And so, yeah, I mean, you look at the job that Daigneault's done in Oklahoma City. I think there's some other guys who have done fantastic jobs. I've always thought of Coach of the Year as like an expectations type thing. And, you know, I was looking yesterday. Remember John Hollinger, preseason piece? We love John, but he said it was, you know, 36 wins. There's no way the Magic are going to reach that this year. A lot of people didn't think the Magic would be anywhere near where they are right now. And I think that is first and foremost a testament to the job that Coach Mosley has done, just instilling that belief. These guys all believe they're good enough to be a top four seed in the Eastern Conference, and that's where they are right now. And it's, you know, they're the ones who go out and do it, but I don't think any of this is happening right now without the job that Coach Mosley's done, not just this year, but in the 2 years previous, building all of this, as we just talked.
He's been building it all, and then you start looking at the schedule, and I know we're going to duck in a break in the show. There's never enough time on Magic Drive Time, especially when the team is playing well. There was too much time in the
30 minutes is a long time.
2015, 16, 17,
2021.
A lot of time to fill as far as that goes. But what they've done and staying ready, and you're sitting here with 37 wins, and then you think, well, if Malik Monk doesn't play out of his mind, right, against the Sacramento Kings, if Tim Hardaway Jr. doesn't play out of his mind, right, you start looking at what it took for the Magic, right? If if DeJounte Murray doesn't hit a game winner, if he doesn't hit a big dagger in Mexico City, right?
Bridges going for 40 against you, you know,
yes,
right?
Exactly. These are the things that it took to beat you, because otherwise you'd be sitting north of 40 wins and you'd potentially be in a position to get second or third in the East. But this is unbelievable what Coach Mosley and his Magic team have put together. The 35th anniversary celebration continues in O-Town. See your Magic face off against the Brooklyn Nets as part of the next Classic Night on Wednesday, March 13th at Kia Center. Get your tickets today at OrlandoMagic.com. We're going to come back and have about 2 minutes on the other side for Magic Drive Time. We'll return in a moment.
From the Bay Area to the City Beautiful, the Golden State Warriors are making the cross-country trip to face off your Orlando Magic on Wednesday, March 27th. Be at Kia Center for this big game and catch all the action live as Paolo Banchero, Franz Wagner, and the Magic go up against Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and the rest of the Warriors during their only visit to Orlando this season. Don't miss out. Get your tickets today at OrlandoMagic.com and be ready to cheer on your Orlando Magic.
How do you measure the human spirit? In points? Distance? Maybe decibels? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Advent Health, official champion of the human spirit.
No matter where you are for tip-off,
you're going to see a lot of this play.
The game is on.
Just outstanding.
Good for three.
Stream the Magic all season long on the Bally Sports app.
Oh, my goodness.
Be here for the excitement.
Off the charts.
The thrills.
Slams it in.
The rivalries.
Put that on your highlight reel, young fella.
Be here for the moments that shape our season. Stream the Magic all season long on the Bally Sports app.
Game, guys. Now listen up.
In business, to have a winning streak, you need a dependable partner by your side. A lasting relationship where business needs meet personal solutions and expectations are always exceeded. When it comes to agility and performance, City National Bank, the official bank of the Orlando Magic, has the playbook to help you take your best shot. Visit citynational.com for more information. City National Bank is member FDIC.
Great dishes begin with top-quality ingredients. Goya offers a wide variety of products from rice, beans, masarepa, and seasonings to olives and olive oil, even low-sodium and organic items, to stock your pantry with a solid lineup of go-to ingredients. With Goya on your team, your signature dishes are always a slam dunk. For inspiration and recipes, visit Goya.com. And remember, if it's Goya, it has to be good. Goya is a proud partner of the Orlando Magic.
The ruggedly capable all-wheel drive Kia Telluride X-Pro is truly at the top of its game. It kind of reminds us of legendary four-time NBA champ Draymond Green.
Hold on. What?
Powerful performance in tough conditions.
Yep, that's Dre.
Totally dominates the lane.
Money Green coming through.
Intuitive. Intelligent.
IQ on a trillion.
Bold and rugged.
Oh, yeah, bold and rugged. That part.
And has a combined 24.6 inches of dual panoramic displays and third row seating.
A panel what? Probably. I wouldn't put it past them.
The Kia Telluride X-Pro.
Telluride X-Pro. I like that.
Here's to legends in the making. Kia is the official automotive partner of the NBA and WNBA.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver errors and our driving conditions. Always drive safely and obey all traffic laws.
It's more fun to see the Orlando Magic hit the court live. And when you need tickets, Ticketmaster's got you covered with a wide selection of seats available for every game at a variety of prices. As the official marketplace of the Orlando Magic and the NBA, Ticketmaster gives you more ways to find your perfect seat, whether you're making plans in advance or heading to the game last minute. With their virtual view from seat feature, you'll get a preview of your section to make sure you have the best view to catch more of those dimes and dunks. And if your plans change, Ticketmaster gives you more flexibility to sell or transfer your tickets. Plus, mobile tickets make getting in on game day a breeze. Find tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Orlando Magic.
This is Mo Wagner of the Orlando Magic, and you're listening to Magic Drive Time with Dante and Jake, only on 96.9 The Game.
Welcome back to Magic Drive Time. We're presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli and Jake Chapman here with you. The Orlando Magic get a big win last night in our nation's capital, taking down the Washington Wizards 119-109. Next up, the New York Knicks. And this is as excited as I've been for a basketball game maybe in 5 years. Very excited about this one here tomorrow. Our upcoming games look ahead is powered by Ticketmaster, and the Magic will visit the New York Knicks. They'll play them for the fourth and final time this year. The Magic won the season series already with New York, and as we sit going into action tonight, the Orlando Magic are fourth in the Eastern Conference. That gets you 3.5 games behind the Cleveland Cavaliers for third, and if it wasn't for a Max Strus miracle heave and a monumental, epic, historic collapse by the Boston Celtics, it would be a game and a half out of third here in the Eastern Conference. So just remarkable what this team has done. But regardless, you're a half a game ahead of the New York Knicks. You are one game ahead of the Miami Heat. How about Memphis? Memphis giving you some help last night. They beat the Philadelphia 76ers in Brooklyn the night before that. So you got to give credit where credit is due. So the Magic are a game and a half up on Philadelphia, who is in seventh. And they are two games up on Indiana, who is in eighth, with a huge game coming up with Indiana in Orlando. Jake, this game becomes huge tomorrow. How excited are you? We don't know if we'll have Jalen Brunson. That'll be a game-time decision. They won't have Julius Randle. We should have everybody back, right? Markelle Fultz, Jonathan Isaac, and Gary Harris. They're 11-2 in games that Gary Harris starts. This young team going into Madison Square Garden tomorrow.
Yeah, and shout-out to the Atlanta Hawks. I've been a huge Hawks fan all season long. Love those guys. Right, coming through last night.
Oh, yeah, huge.
Talk about a helter-skelter team, that Cavs team. They are just up and down. It's the roller coaster of March for those guys. Hey, D, I mean, Milwaukee is red hot. They lost last night, but they, you know, had won, what, 5 in a row and 7 out of 10. We're only 4 games out of the 2 seed for crying out loud. We're 3.5 behind Cleveland.
I know.
Greedy. We're 4 games behind Milwaukee. We could make that move.
As opposed to last week, where you're 4 games out of 10th. Right, just to show how far you've come.
4 games out of 2 for crying out loud. I think it was Brandon asked me a week or two ago, like, okay, where are the goals right now? And we were sitting in the 7th seed or whatever. I said, I'm getting greedy. I want out of the play-in tournament. I want a top 6. You know, I want to guarantee a first round playoff series. It took another week, and I'm now even greedier. I want a home court advantage for a first round playoff series. That's what I want. Obviously, you're going to have to go out there and earn it. Tomorrow it's going to be fun because now we're coming down the stretch here. Brunson or no Brunson, it's a Friday night at Madison Square Garden, which is what all of these guys dream about growing up. Currently, we're the 4 seed. They're the 5 seed. So this could very well be a first-round playoff series preview.
Think about that.
Not to mention the biggest matchup of the night, Dante Marcatelli versus Ben Stiller at MSG. He's talking smack on Twitter.
I just pray
you get a moment to meet the guy because we all know Ben Stiller, obviously, one of the hugest Knicks fans. And for those who don't know, when we beat them down here, we were tweeting about all the Knicks fans clearing the building out. And he had a kind of a snarky comment in response to one of your tweets about how when all the Knicks fans left, the Kia Center emptied out because there were so many Knicks fans in the building. But Mario Banchero, Paolo's father, getting in on it. He said, we're coming for you, Ben. So it's going to be a big game tomorrow. All in good fun. But Knicks fans are awesome. That building's awesome no matter what. It's going to be electric. And it's a huge game when it comes down to the playoff race. It's going to be a pretty special atmosphere. I'm excited for you tomorrow, Dave.
These are the things that happen when your team is playing well, when the team is competing, when the team is relevant, right? Which is what has happened now, which Coach Mosley, and you know, listen, Jeff Weltman obviously has put this thing together, and Coach Mosley has taken it and said, okay, what do I have and how do I make it work? And he's taken it and run with it. And this is the position that you're in. Now, just a hugely, hugely critical game. This is fun. This is why we're in this, is to follow, to watch great basketball night in and night out. We're going to get that opportunity here tomorrow. The Magic won last night. You win, too, with Papa John's Pizza. Anytime the Magic win, you get 50% off your regular menu price order the entire next day at papajohns.com. Use the promo code MAGICWIN. The Magic taking on the Knicks tomorrow and Ben Stiller. We'll have Magic Drive Time for you tomorrow at 6 right here on 96.9 The Game.